B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, welcome back to 1121. Cuz ready with Shooters, hanging out. Our 11 o'clock hour brought to you by Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged. All right, got some open lines if you want to check in. 610-632-0975. We're going to get you an update of everything that's going on with Dr. Mike. Maybe some things that we have to watch out for, look out for. Maybe, you know, what kind of, we'll ask him how much longer do you think this thing will last? It seems to be in China, they're reopening movie theaters. So that's a good sign.
Yeah, that is a good sign. I know their numbers are going down, which is good.
Yeah. They call him now, Tunis. He's ready. He's ready to go. He just texted me. Yeah, so, the fact that those numbers are going down and that the social distancing worked was working big time there. So maybe, we can possibly be on the right track and get everything back to normal. You know, who knows? Maybe by, middle of May, like Mark Cuban was talking about, maybe we can actually have some basketball. And maybe, it'll be interesting to see if hockey follows suit and, whether or not we can actually get some normalcy around here. Look, I know everybody's jonesing and chomping at the bit to get back to work, to get back to normalcy. So hopefully that, what do we have to do? Hopefully that this thing's working. I saw that flight, the picture of the Baldy flight. I mean, literally just him. To Fort Lauderdale. All right, let's get him on the up on the line. Here he is from the University of Pennsylvania, and one of the great people. You watch him on Fox and local Good Day Philadelphia. He's the greatest. Dr. Mike Sirigliano joins us. Dr. Mike, how are you?
Cuz, I feel like it's fourth down. We got like 40 yards to go. 10 seconds left, and we got to do a play or we're going to lose. That's kind of where I'm at right now. We're in it, man. We're in the war.
All right, tell us, because I'm trying to feel optimistic. Are you optimistic? What's it look like to you?
Well, I think I am ultimately optimistic, but I think right now we need to be, as I've said from the very beginning, we don't fear this virus, we respect it. Right. And if you're looking at New York City, you're kind of seeing what may happen, and there's going to be this surge that everybody's heard about and flattening the curve and everything. And, if anybody's out there listening that is not convinced, just turn on one of the television stations and look at what's going on in New York. What you need to do is socially distance, stay home, don't go anywhere unless you have to go get food, you have to get, or you need a doctor's appointment for an emergency. We're not doing any routine stuff. It's only emergencies. And, we're probably going to be redeployed. We're going to get deployed to one of the hospitals in the city in a couple of weeks, next week maybe, to handle the surge of patients that we may experience here, like in New York. But I'll tell you what, cuz, you can be optimistic about this. Philly, we've been working on this, and we're going to make it happen. All right? I got news for you.
So when we see these other countries, and you saw China, and there's talk about China reopening movie theaters, and, as they're trying to move past this thing, how much hope and optimism does that give you?
Oh, I think we're going to get through this. This will pass. What we need to do right now is to limit the numbers of cases that we have right now. I've had a couple of patients. I mean, this thing is, are we allowed to say mofo? It's a mofo, yes. This virus. And it can make people very, very sick. And I think what we need to do is to get through this surge, get through this period of time, and hopefully in the next couple of months we'll see it go away. It may come back in forms here and there in terms of a second wave, but I think by then we'll have medications, we'll have a vaccine, and that's the key. Everybody's just got to hunker down right now for the time being. But like in China, I mean, and that it started there in November, and now what? It's almost April. So I'm cautiously optimistic that in a number of months we'll be where they are, but we got to take this seriously. And if anybody's out there listening, you got to stay home. It's not business as usual, my friends.
So when people say, and you know, listen, a couple things, the president wants to reopen things by Easter, is that plausible? Is that, I mean, how are you looking?
Like Dr. Fauci said, and he's my hero. He is a great guy. He was critical in the whole HIV thing back when that broke, when I was a medical student. People were dying. We didn't know what was going on. There's probably going to be areas of the country and certain select situations where maybe businesses can get back together, but not in these parts, I don't think. I think we need to squelch this. As Mayor Kenney said yesterday, we've got to really hunker down and get through this period of time and make sure we don't overwhelm our healthcare systems. I got to tell you, I'm a big fan of the public health doctor in Penn in Philly and what everybody's trying to do here. The governor of New York, Cuomo, everybody's got to listen to what they're saying. Right. You know, like there's still people going out. Like for walks with groups of people, that can't happen. Cannot happen right now.
I read something about the beaches being closed this summer. Do you see something like that? I mean, I know this is all hypothetical, and I just, you know, there's just so much uncertainty that we're living. I guess, you know, we just are looking for something to anything to kind of, you know, hang our hat.
Do you remember conversations that you and I had when Nick Foles took over, when Carson Wentz got hurt, and it was like the end of the world? Remember that? And I said, you got to believe. You have to believe. That's all we have. We have the power of the human spirit.
Yes, you saved me because I did not believe. I only believed in Carson.
I believe that Philly, in particular, is a family city. We are family. We're not New York. We're not L.A. We're a family. And the bottom line is that people around here care for each other, even though, you know, there's crime and stuff. But, I mean, the spirit of this city is different, in my opinion, because I've lived here my whole life.
Yeah.
And the bottom line is that, maybe we won't be able to go to the beach in June. I don't know. To be honest with you, cuz, as long as I'm not on a ventilator, I don't care about going to the beach.
Right.
All right? And so people have to realize that convenience, that's like a first world problem. You know, like there were a lot of people complaining about Wawa, saying that they're going to have to pour your coffee, and people were outraged. It's like, give me a break, all right? I mean, we're dealing with life and death here, folks.
Yeah,
we're not dealing with coffee.
You know, it's funny because I think for those people that haven't been directly affected, we don't see the gravity of it. And here we you know, we talk to you, a guy that's on the front lines of this thing, and then we understand that, hey, you know, there is a real invisible war that's happening, and we need to pay attention.
Because this is a war, man. There's no question in my mind. This is a war. We are being attacked by an invisible enemy. And the thing that's cruel about this is that it seems to be very minor in some people. And by the way, for those who think they're young and healthy and they work out all the time, a couple of my patients did the same thing. They still got it. And some of them, and I wish I knew, I don't know why some people get more sick than others.
Wow.
But some get very, very, very sick with this, and some get a minor thing. The problem is, we don't know, and it's not the age, cuz like we used to say, well, if you're under 60,
yeah,
you're less at risk. Well, you know what? In Montgomery County, I think there was a four-year-old. I mean, there's a bunch of people. Everyone, you should look at everyone as potentially having it. And by the grace of God, we will all get through this. But we've got to make sure that we don't overwhelm the healthcare systems, so that the people that need to be on ventilators get what they need to get through this, and we will get them to survive it.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
Judas, go ahead, buddy.
I got a question for you, Doc. Now, for people that are still, you know, working and out and working, do you suggest that when they get home from work, should they just completely strip down and put their clothes right in the wash right away and change, so that you're not bringing stuff back on your house or on your couch or on your bed or anything like that?
Well, you know, this virus, in a scary way, and one of the reasons why we think it's spreading so much in New York, it lasts. It stays on things like subway car railings. And so I'll tell you my little system. This is what I've been doing, and I've been proactive. My staff and I, we wear scrubs during the day. They get put in a hamper. They're professionally cleaned by the hospital, you know, the department. And then what we do is I put my street clothes on. I go home. I call when I'm close to home. My son gets me our little homemade Purell outside the door. I wash my, I disinfect, I touch the doorknob, I get in, and I immediately go right up to my bathroom. I take my clothes off and I get in the shower and I lather up. I haven't been this clean since I was 5 with my mother washing me in the bathtub. Okay? I am clean, clean, and clean. So that's what I would do. All right? Like, just don't take any chances, because this stuff can last on inanimate objects and things like doorknobs, stuff like that. Just be cautious. If you're the person that is going out making a living, just don't panic. Don't be concerned. Be appropriately respectful of this virus, and we will get through this.
Let me ask you a question. Because I read that there are certain medicines that you should not take if you fear you have it.
You should not
take ibuprofen.
Yeah.
Is that true? Because it would attack the lungs?
Well, that theory has pretty much been disproved. You know, there's so much anxiety out there and so much concern about all kinds of things, including this drug called hydroxychloroquine and azithromycin. I've been getting tons and tons of calls about it. And the bottom line is that we don't know just yet what the best treatment is. And I used to use this phrase with medical students, you know, in God we trust and everyone else show me the data. We've got to find, from a scientific way, what works and what doesn't work. And there are tons of high-level research people. I can tell you at Penn that all of the research people are gathering together to try to solve and kick some corona butt. Okay,
brilliant minds at the University of Pennsylvania. I mean, all of those people.
Well, regarding the Motrin, the most recent information is that is not actually true. All right, that's not true. But look, I mean, what I would say is, if you have symptoms, if you have a concern, This is a time when you might want to check with your healthcare provider. Tylenol, if you have a fever. But if you have a fever, you probably in this era right now might want to be self-quarantining if you have a fever and a cough. But so, and then the other thing I want to bring up is the whole, there are certain blood pressure medicines that are known as ACE inhibitors or ARBs, and they're very commonly used. And the data suggests that they are okay. No one is recommending. There was this one small flurry of information about that. No one is indicating that we need to stop that as of right now. And so don't panic. The key for everyone is not so much that sort of stuff, but social distancing, washing your hands, staying home, and doing the right thing.
How are we in Philly when it comes to the supplies and our situations right now at the hospital?
Everyone is short. Everyone is short of N95 masks. And look, I would think there's a lot of construction people out there that may have some. If you have them, we'll take them. N95 masks are really the very good defense to protect our healthcare providers. Even little booties for our people in the ICUs. Anything, any kind of masks, anything like that. Goggles, anything to eye protection, stuff like that. And they're really putting out a lot of pleas for that. And I got to tell you again, to support my concept that Philly is one awesome family town. People are stepping up, and they've really been coming through. So
that's great.
You know, look, I wish that Ed Snyder was alive, because he would get. I know exactly what Ed would say. He'd say, you know what? We're not going to take any crap from anybody. We're not going to take anything from anybody. All right?
That's great.
And when the Russians, remember, I'll tell you an insider story about Ed Snyder. The Russians came to town to play the Flyers way, way back in the 70s, right? Well, they didn't want to come back on the ice after the first period because they, you know, the Flyers were a little bit hard-hitting. Yeah, all right? And he went to their locker room. He said, you know what? You aren't going to get paid if you don't get back on. And they got back on. That's a little insider story from Ed Snyder's coffers. But, man, I wish he were here, because he would get everybody rallied up and he'd say, you know what? We're not taking any stuff from anybody.
That's
nobody.
Beautiful. I love it. Doc, thanks, brother. You're the greatest, man.
I love you, cuz.
Love you, buddy.
We'll get through this.
Keep it up. Be safe, all right?
Everyone has a part to play. Everyone will get through this. We've had challenges before, not quite as big as this one, I got to tell you, but we will prevail.
You think sports, June?
June? I'm talking ventilators, life and death. I don't know.
I know.
We're watching.
I got to stop. I'm sorry.
My son is a sports addict, which makes me think he's not mine. Like, he's so, I was in the model airplanes.
He's going to hang out with me.
And science kits. That was me. And my son, we've watched the Villanova win the NCAA like 9 times already. And I love it.
He's
going
to hang out with Uncle Ant.
I know. After this is all said and done, I'm telling you what, we're all going to party like it's 1999. I got news for you, pal.
Amen, brother. Amen. Thank you, brother. Listen,
love
be
you.
Safe, man. We love you,
love
buddy.
You. Love
there
you.
There he is, the great Dr. Mike Sirigliano, University of Pennsylvania, and of course you hear him, you see him on Fox and the whole thing, and he's on the front lines of this situation. He's great man, smart man. So we got to listen up.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.